All right, it's the Golden Girls.
It is.
And it was, I know this one because she was just on television.
That's right.
The other night, and Big Fatty was talking about it. Did I just say Big Betty was talking about it? Did I say Fatty? Or did
you
I say
said,
Betty?
You said Fatty.
Okay, because in my head, I was just like, did I just say Big Betty? I was like, it's Fatty White's birthday. Big Betty was talking about it on the Big Betty Online.
It's Betty White's birthday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
She was just on television.
That's right.
The other night.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1045 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 31st of January, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, I've got more entries into the contest, and we've got voice letters. Big Fatty. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Remove your pants and join in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem. So they're panties. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, we're at the end of the first month of the new year, Big Fatty. It's unbelievable. It's just flying by. Before you know it, it'll be 2013. How lucky is that? Dear sweet Gussie. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got to tell you. But Big Fatty's got to come clean. Big Fatty, please. Please. I've been holding the prize for the Foul Monkeys a little show, and I've been holding the prize for the BFO a little show for Miss Bacon's contest, and y'all, you know, I finally got them in the mail, and y'all, they arrived. I heard from both Casey and Denver, and I heard from the gay country boy, and y'all, that is not spelled K-U-N-T. Big Fatty, no, it's not spelled C-U-N-T either. Poor Big Fatty. But y'all, the gay country boy called me up and says, well, I just wanted to let you know that I got the envelope that you sent to me. And I said, oh, well, don't spend it all in one place. Because, you know, y'all, each one of them got $21. And he goes, well, oh, well, you know, I probably will be able to spend $2 in one place. I went, what? Y'all, evidently. And I have not verified this with Casey in Denver, but I told him that there was a story. And, y'all, evidently, I sent the two $1 bills to the... to the gay country boy, and again, not spelled C-U-N-T or K-U-N-T, and I sent the two $20 bills to Casey in Denver. So y'all, Casey in Denver is, y'all, he's in the money, and the gay country boy, he's poor. He is just poor. So Casey in Denver, if you will put an envelope with a $20 bill in it in the mail to the gay country boy, and gay country boy, if you'll put an envelope with a dollar bill in it and send it to Casey in Denver, then it'll all work out. Either that or Casey in Denver, just send him $19 and we'll be done with it. Big Fatty, let him clean clean up your mess. Just let them clean up your mess.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Peter G calling. So I have an Ask Big Fatty question for you.
Yeah, Gussie, Peter G, you know we've got to play the special music when it is an Ask Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, he should know better. You're going to have to clean up his mess.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a
who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you know, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us via a voice letter from that Peter G.
You know, on the latest DI Plus, that Adam was talking about eating pig brains with eggs. His grandma used to get a can of pig brains at the grocery store. Have you ever eaten pig brains or some other kind of brains or organ meat? Maybe it's a stereotype, but isn't it a big Southern thing to eat all parts of the critter? Since I know you love everything pig, I figure maybe the fat one likes pig brains too. So, do you? Have you ever eaten them? Do you like them? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that is that Peter G from out there in the San Francisco. And first of all, y'all, I think we need to clarify that Peter G, Adam was referring to the livestock. He was not referring to... you know, the human pigs. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But, you know, it may be a Southern thing. However, Peter G., I think if you were to go over into Mexico Town there in the San Francisco, I think you would see like, Chori and all those folks there. They're eating pig hooves and chicken feet. And Big Fatty, please, we are... having Cheerios. But I have eaten organ meats, but they are generally attached to as my daughter would know, to Mr. Michael Brandon.
And have you been listening to her calls, to that crazy bacon? When she puts down the phone, she just laughs. Ah, ah, she's crazy. And by the way, Big Fatty, thank you for the T-shirt. You actually thought it would be red colored, but now since it's white, I can use it as a cum rag. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is... Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, that is that crazy Mexican that had him, y'all. And y'all, he's got no room to be talking about how crazy Miss Bacon is. Y'all, he just started talking. It was like we came in mid-sentence, y'all, but that's when the call started. And I mean, y'all, I don't know what the hell he's talking about there, but you know, he was referring to the BFO T-shirt that Big Fatty sent to him, because y'all, you know, he won the prize during the Pride 48. So y'all, I had to wait for a shirt to come in for him, and y'all, it's interesting that he has decided to use the BFO T-shirt as a cum rag, because y'all, that's what I used it for before I sent it to him. Big Fatty.
Obviously, I forgot why I called. The crazy banking, I don't know what she's doing. She's claiming votes from listeners. Isn't she conscious that
what
you're going to pick up a winner randomly from a colostomy bag. She's crazy, and we all know that he chose beforehand the winner, and then he puts them in the bag and chooses them. She's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since the Hat M has brought up the number one fan contest, first of all, it is on the up and up, and I have the an accounting firm of Poodle McNoodle, yes, McReady, to make sure that it is all on the up and up, y'all. Poodle McNoodle is the one that puts her hand down in that colostomy. McReady, please don't remind me. But y'all remember, you have got until this far right to get your entry in to the number one fan contest here at the BFO. And this coming Sunday during halftime of the big game, we'll choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO. Whoa! Y'all, that is a pizza pie of the BFO. For 2012, y'all, all you have to do is send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan. Of course, Miss Bacon nor Guru Nudie have done that yet. Big Fatty, they better get it in gear. The time is coming up.
Big Fatty, this is the Faye Driver. Now, hey, you're doing this campaign for the number one fan, your contest for the number one fan of the BFO, and everybody has to send in their 25 words or less campaigning for why they should be the number one fan of the BFO. Okay, so now listen, you BFO listeners, I'm telling you that me, the Faye Driver, I will campaign for you if you send me your dick pics, or girls, you can send me your tit pics. And I will campaign for you. I will send in to the BFO 25 words or less about what a fantastic BFO listener you are. So you send those pictures on to me, podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Let's see, who is it I want to have sex with at Pride 48 2012? Let's see. I don't know. Send me your pics. Okay, Big Fatty, love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Y'all, you gotta love the election cycle. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your cycle. But anyway, Faye Driver, I do hope you'll be sharing at least half of those pictures with me. Because I can't wait for old Hat M and old Kim Beaver to get their picks into you. But anyway, I don't. Good luck on getting them from Bacon and Guru Nudie, because y'all they don't even have an entry into the Big Fatty. Move to the next call.
Big Fatty, it is Kathy Bacon. The campaign trail is where I'm at. I went to Norman, Oklahoma today, and they owe me, and I own them. Bacon, vote for Bacon. Everybody is walking around, Bacon, Bacon, Bacon. I can't believe it. It's like, I just feel like I'm just getting fatter and fatter as they every time they chant, Bacon, Bacon. Anyway, so my campaign is going well. Guru the Mexican, sorry, Kim. You don't have a chance. Don't have a chance. I'm going to win number one fan.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. y'all, evidently, Miss Bacon is pressing the pavement. Y'all, she's kissing babies and everything else. Big Fatty kissing babies. That's what you gotta do. Kiss some babies or honk some bobos. She's honking. Oh, I'm going to hear about that one. But anyway, y'all, I am going to go over here to the BFO and read you the... y'all, I had other submissions that I missed on yesterday's little show, but I wanted to catch you up on them. Y'all, we've got one here from Casey in Denver. It says, hey, BFO, wanted to let you know I got the contest winnings. Well, we all know he got too damn much. Also, if I'm eligible... Of course he's eligible. He's not Joe and Dallas, y'all. My entry in the number one fan contest for 2012 in 25 words. Number one, yes. Number two, coupon. Number three, Volga. Number four, burp. Number five, fart. Number six, voice letters. Number number seven, ruination. Number eight, Vons. And number nine, you. Number 10, you. Number 11, hey! Number 12, far righty! Number 13, P.O. Box! Number 14, beverage! Number 15, Twitter twat! Number 16, birth! Number 17, canal! Number 18, exiting! Number 19, bacon! Number 20, little! And number 21, show! Number 22, and this is hyphenated, y'all. Blow it out. Number 23, Nala. Number 24, Dia. And number 25, Gushy. Hugs and cheers, Casey in Denver. Okay, Casey in Denver, we will put you into the colostomy bag. The next one, y'all, is from my youngest daughter. That is from Nessa. And she says, I should be your number one fan because, let's face it, I'm the only kid who still calls. And I adore you. Dear Gussie, well, we adore you too, Nessa. And, y'all, speaking of adoring, I received the Crema card from the Foul Monkeys, y'all. You know, Nessa slept with the Foul Monkeys during Pride 48. Bee, Fanny, don't say it like that. But y'all, I addressed the Crema card to Ricky Burton and the crew, and y'all, it was returned to me. No attempted, not known. As opposed to if I haven't addressed it to Foul Monkeys, you know, they know Foul Monkeys. So anyway, y'all, the next entry is from Ken from the Norfolk. And y'all, Ken says, dear Mr. Big Fatty and my fellow Glovies, I am one of the other white couples from the Norfolk's Connecticut who listen faithfully. I wish to toss my cookies, I mean, oops, hat in the rink to be the Big Fatty number one fan. Thank you for in advance for your concerns. Oops. Consideration, Ken from the Norfolk, y'all. Another one from up there in the Connecticut, y'all. It's an explosion up there, y'all. We have got one from R.T. Cruiser. You know he is down there in the future, y'all. And R.T. says his submission says jerking my gherkin while lurking. That's how this number one fan rolls. Big Fatty, he's vulgar, but at least he's vulgar in the future. And into the colostomy bag, his gherkin jerking goes, Big Fatty! Y'all, Christina from the Kansas. She has sent hers in, and it says, hello, Big Fatty. I should be the number one fan because I'm just so darn cute. Oh, dear Gussie, that's Christina from the Kansas. And, y'all, then the last one that I have received came in today. And y'all, it is from, it is a dual entry. It is from Terminally Single Tim and the Baby's Arm. It says, my entry is, I love bacon and have heard every episode of the BFO. What more do you need? Well, maybe you need that Big Fatty. Maybe you need to wish Fatty White happy birthday, Big Fatty. By the way, that was that Adam Burns and that Daniel at the beginning of today saying
she was just on television.
That's right,
the other night.
A perfect closing, as always, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.